Libby Gore on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
Caravan scams. Did you hear about it? Basically, there are online scammers purporting to sell caravans. Given that you can't travel overseas, I know you might be thinking, we can nick off, go around the country now that the borders are open, or even just go to the Victorian regions. But you really need to take care if you're thinking of buying a caravan, particularly online. Early this morning, I spoke to the Managing Director of ID Care. His name is Professor Dave Lacey.
So they're finding the sweet spot of the consumer at the moment. They're seeing that caravans are very much in demand because of it. And so creating these fake websites, some of them look incredibly legitimate, and really just letting the consumer do the work for them.
That must be very annoying for similarly named businesses. Do they try and do that? Do they look around and find something that's similarly named to trade off the back of their business?
Yeah, absolutely, including stealing Australian business numbers.
Really?
So yeah, absolutely. So often there's multiple victims here. So there's the people that part with their money thinking they're going to get a caravan. There's people even on these websites where they've stolen their photos and they claim to work for them when they don't. Yeah, so that person's a victim because they're having their identity misused and associated with a scam. They've even placed a physical address in Melbourne, which links to a company, again, unrelated to them. And then you've got other companies who have names very closely associated with them that are getting phone calls from victims as well.
So Northern Territory Consumer Affairs have told us that the caravan scammers are related to the same scammers who did tractors, plants, construction,
right,
and farming equipment.
Yep.
Aren't they naughty and clever?
Very.
Can I bring Carolyn Robertson into the conversation? She is here in Melbourne, and I think, unfortunately, she has first-hand experience of this scam. Good morning to you, Carolyn.
Hi, how are you?
No, I know your heart is sinking listening to this conversation, right?
Yeah, it is.
I've seen the email chain. I mean, it seemed very legitimate.
I still, to this day, and I could cry, to be honest.
I understand.
I can't believe that I got taken because I am very much not the sort of person who falls for these things easily, and I did everything I thought I could do. 10,700.
And this was through Ace Caravan Campers. Not to be confused with Caravan Repairs, who must be so annoyed that they've been ripped off like this. Can you tell me, Carolyn, the thing I found extraordinary, you actually even spoke to them, is that correct?
I did. Through emails, and I was even still at that stage a bit weary. And I thought, no, I'm going to send them an email because I actually want to speak to somebody.
And you did speak to someone.
And I rang on the number that's advertised on the website, left a message, and we'd been out walking the dogs, and I looked at my phone and I had I'd missed a call from that number, and I thought, oh, okay. So I rang it back. And again, no one answered, but within maybe an hour or two of me returning the call, a guy rang me.
See, this is really interesting, isn't it, Dave? So how do they do that?
I mean, the phone, it's a really good point because the phone, in terms of its hosting, is a good way to work out, you know, how they're doing this. Often they'll use VoIP, so internet-enabled phone services, so they can be based anywhere in the world and make their phone number look like it's coming from Queensland or Victoria. That's part of the deception. You know, they want people to believe that they're in country or in their state. They don't necessarily want to answer the phone on first blush, and one of the reasons why they don't want to necessarily answer it when it rings is they may be running 7 or 8 different scams.
Oh.
So it's a way they can vet as to, when we call this person back, we have to be this company.
We have to be Max Weber from here.
Correct, yes.
What can Carolyn do? Are there any legal repercussions? I mean, is that this is Australian Federal Police, or who can chase this up?
Yeah, it's a really grey area. I mean, this is deception, this is fraud, so it is a criminal offence, and every state and territory has criminal offences relating to fraud and deception. The challenge is that they're not here. They're not physically in the country. And for most cyber crimes that impact the community, 99% of the time, justice as we would normally like to see delivered is not.
So the interesting thing is, I've got text messages saying, how can they have a registered ABN if they were fraudulent? It's not their ABN. They could actually go online and grab my ABN and pop it up as their ABN. That's what you're saying, aren't you, David?
Absolutely. I mean, we are seeing an increase in criminals setting up companies with ASIC and getting their own legitimate ABN, but for fraudulent purposes. But it's very easy just to steal anyone's ABN. I mean, ABNs are very publicly available.
Carolyn Robertson, thank you for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thank you for your help.
I hope
it helps.
It does help because, David, if people are thinking of buying a caravan in particular, you would advise, obviously, that people physically inspect the caravan prior to significantly outlaying money?
Absolutely. And type in the name of the company and fraud or scam just online, just to see if there's anyone else reporting and showing the courage that Carolyn's shown this morning.
Absolutely, Carolyn. Yes, absolutely. It's sort of, otherwise it's very much caveat emptor, let the buyer beware, and it's just not fair when you can dupe people into handing it over. acecaravancampers.com is the fraudulent website. It is still up and running. It's not to be confused with Ace Caravan Repairs. David Lacey, thank you very much for joining us on the radio.
Pleasure, Libby.
David Lacey is the Managing Director of ID Care.